Warm greetings to all of you this morning here on www.goforgold.lk. Joining me is my co-host Lucky Perez as we bring you some set of news hot off the field, but not much of action in the cricketing or the rugby world this morning. Right, let's start off. The South African under-19 women's team will play against Zimbabwe, so that's good for the youngsters, the under-19ers. And remember, tomorrow New Zealand women will take on South Africa. As far as the IPL is concerned, we do have news that Pat Cummins, the captain of Australia, has been cleared to play after his injury, so he'll be seen in pursuit and he'll join his franchise Sunrisers Hyderabad. Mumbai Indians are very chirpy because they'll be playing their first game at the Wankhede Stadium on the 29th. They are very confident franchise this time around. They have the luxury of both Jasprit Bumrah and Trent Bolt in the same department. So that bowling looks very dangerous, in all honesty. And then Quinton de Kock and Will Jacks have joined the team. The batting obviously gets very strengthened there to a great extent. We all know what Rohit Sharma can do. Hardik Pandya, the all-rounder, together with Surya Kumar Yadav. So it looks a very, very strong outfit. And they're looking at creating an opportunity to add a silverware, which they have been without the luxury of having one for long periods of time. There's also news from Bangladesh that Habibul Bashir, the former national player, has been selected as chairman of selectors. A revamp has been done in Bangladesh cricket, looking at 2027 World Cup. Look at the PSL. Now, this is going to be interesting. Some new names we need to announce here. Richie Richardson and Roshan Manama have been included in the match referee panel. And the games will be played only in two venues, namely the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, which Sri Lankans will always remember for the better times of 1996. And the second venue will be the National Stadium in Karachi. They've got an exclusive or an exquisite the commentary panel. This has been released from PCB, that's the Pakistan Cricket Board. Carlos Brathwaite, Craig Blewett, Mike Haseman, Dominic Cock, Mark Butcher, Nick Knight, JP Dumini, Lisa Skelteker, and Ali Akhtar, or Akhtar Ali Khan, I'm sorry, from Bangladesh, are in the panel alongside Wasim Akram, Ramesh Raja, and Amar Sohail. No, I just thought I'll repeat these names for you because these are the commentators who will be heard on air during the PSL. So it will be very interesting for those who are joining the PSL as well, because I reckon cricket is not only getting very competitive among countries, but even their respective franchises seem to be getting pretty competitive, in all honesty. IPL versus PSL, period. Right, okay. Now, then I'm going to join our rugby fraternity, having a chat with Shyam Impat, the well-known sports correspondent who is in charge of Chill with Russell, a well-known podcast. Had a chat with me and I had a long talk about the forthcoming Nahod President's Schools Rugby Tournament, scheduled to be played on the 28th and 29th. The 28th game will be Trinity and Wesley, and the 29th game, which is a Sunday, will be between Royal and Isipathana. Now, Royal and Isipathana on Sunday will play at the Sugathadasa Stadium, while Trinity and Wesley will play at the Royal College Complex. Now, according to Shyam Impat, quote-unquote, he feels the game between Trinity and Wesley is more or less like the finals, he feels, because he feels that these two teams, in his eyes, seem to be the teams that have impressed him most. And when I did make mention that definitely Wesley has the edge, he said he doesn't think so, because he says Trinity is a team that can perform under tremendous pressure. I think as an old Wesley right, he was very humble in his opinion, but talking to major rugby lovers, they feel that the Trinity Wesley, the strong favourites, on a prediction basis, percentage-wise, 60% to Wesley, 40% to Trinity. Now, if you take the Royal Isipathana, which is scheduled to be played on Sunday at the Sugathadasa Stadium, well, the predictions are almost even Stevens. They feel 51% to Royal and 49% to Isipathana. But the weekend, that Saturday and Sunday, if you're a rugby lover, don't miss the live action. It'll be all on your favorite TV channel, the Dialogue TV on Papare. Don't forget, don't miss the rugby. This is going to be very interesting. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pieris this Tuesday morning. We hope you did enjoy what we had to share with you. We look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, sit back, relax. I hope you are enjoying the songs then Lucky and I select for you for your listening pleasure. So get your headsets on and relax for a bit, please. Thank you. See you tomorrow.